Democrat John Tester says the current GOP bill is not the answer. But when asked if he's willing to work to fix this proposal or the current law, Tester says yes. If it's the latter, he suggests dropping the politically charged moniker Obamacare.
Let's call it the current health care system we have, or whatever we want to do. I mean, the truth is I don't want to alienate anybody with a title, which seems to be the way it's been the last 7-8 years.
But Democrats are in the minority in Congress. Republican Steve Daines speaks for many in his caucus.
I've been very clear that I support the repeal and the replacement of Obamacare. But the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is a means to an end.
Even with their differences, both Daines and Tester say they'll bring Montanans' voice to the debate and work to get a better bill. Both say they want to protect those with pre-existing conditions. Both also talk about the need for affordability. When it comes to Medicaid, there are nuances. Daines says he supports Medicaid in these instances.
Especially for those for whom Medicaid was originally intended, the blind, the disabled, pregnant moms, elderly that are pre-Medicare, and importantly, children. Children are the number one beneficiary of Medicaid in Montana and across the nation.
Daines says if those objectives are met, he moves closer to a yes vote. Though as of this week, he says he remains undecided. Tester says he wants to be included in the discussion to rework the current legislation, but that he will go in as a full supporter of Medicaid expansion.
If the price of admission to get into those discussions are you have to get rid of Medicaid expansion, that's just not a direction that we need to go to increase accessibility and affordability.
He says that's because Medicaid expansion has helped working poor Montanans and rural hospitals. Both senators have held public meetings this week to gather input from Montanans. Senate GOP leaders had hoped to vote on their proposal this week, but lacking the votes for passage, a vote is now expected after the July 4th recess. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.